Good evening, truckers, and welcome to Hutton Orbital. I'm Dick Chafing, your host, and this evening, I'm your host this evening. And joining me in the studio, we have
Sean Ibbles.
Hang on now, that's not your name.
Yes, it is. Sean Ibbles.
You're Rudolph Hucker.
No, I'm not. I changed my name. By Deedpoll, authorised by Alvin. Those are now my middle names.
You're Rudy Sean Ibbles Hucker.
You forgot the other name, Defa, after Alvin.
Rudy Sean Ibbles Defucker.
Yep.
You're not well. You're just so not well. Anyway, suppose we should get on with the news. Oh my goodness, I nearly said something really rude on air. Right, the news. Hutton kicks bottom in Kappa.
Lael reveals the secrets of her massive fortune.
Intarius Fusion, the troll, serves penance for extreme hoaxing.
The galaxy's most daring rescue.
Rex Bottoms located. First tonight, we're glad to announce that our pointless war in Kappa 1 SETI went off with a bang, aided by wings of commanders and their mighty war machines. Groups of Anacondas, Corvettes, and the odd Vulture tore into our enemy at high-intensity war zones at a nearby orbital. Aided by countless missions given by our mission boss, Progenitor Lael Wolf, we not only drove the enemy back, we ended the war with influence levels clear of all other factions and poised to take the whole system in a stunning coup. All commanders are now called to missions in Kappa 1 SETI. Let's take this system and show them who's boss.
Alvin?
Too damn right.
In related news, during the war for Kappa, our mission board supremo, Lael Wolf, was handing out hundreds of millions of credits in war missions throughout the 4 days of conflict. Hutton commanders, who, of course, don't care about the profit at all, were given a windfall between them of billions of credits. Where did this money come from? We can exclusively reveal that Lael Wolf has been saving up all the money from mug sales and not spending any on cleaning Cubicle 3, instead using it as punishment detail, and has blown the lot on the war as part of her effort. We understand that she did keep a little bit back for a dye job on her eyebrows, which are now a startling orange colour, as well as a new sunbed for her tan. Well, she's the boss, and if Alvin's cool with it, so are we. Wibble.
You're really not a well man, at all, are you? Commander Intarius Fusion, caught up in a hoax scandal last week by conning hundreds of commanders that you could jump to Hutton Orbital in less than 5 minutes, was sent down to the lower levels with his toothbrush to begin scrubbing the filth away. He was allowed a brief respite from this horrific task this week when he released a video for the GIMPs. Yes, he went on a pre-GIMP GIMP run and with massively fat bass, put it all to music. Tune in on the Hutton Facebook page to view the results of Intarius Fusion being a total gimp. Actually, it's quite good.
This week has seen plaudits coming in for the most exciting and daring rescue ever seen in the galaxy. Commander Felix Macedonia was barely 1,000 light years out from Beagle Point, beginning his journey home when disaster struck. He jumped into a system, looked at his nav computer, and realized, despite a jump range of 29 light-years, the nearest system was 30.6 light-years away. With the star unscoopable, he broadcast an emergency signal Were any commanders available to help? Commander Chiggy von Richthofen to the rescue. He noted that the system had rings, and if he could get there with a mining ship, he could blast away at some rocks until germanium popped out, which could then be scooped and turned into fuel. Chiggy loaded up his ship and set out into the void, stopping within the day at Jack's for some rest and then onward to the rescue rendezvous. Within 48 hours, he had located the stricken commander, all broadcast live to the galaxy. They met up at a mining location, blasted some rocks, watched as the precious minerals were scooped, and, at last, Felix Macedonia was saved. One helpless ship, one brave commander, one mining laser, and one epic journey. This one is worthy of the finest truckers out there, and both commanders have been nominated for Alvin's special award for their efforts. We love PWP, and this action was the finest example we have ever seen. We salute you. Right on, commanders.
Getting jiggy with it.
We found our bottoms! Yes, Commander X Bottoms, our intrepid reporter who was last seen escaping from the Dastardly Dawn Antonacci's base at Vert's Progress aboard a clipper, has been located. A plaintive signal was received. Rex here, stuck, drifting in orbit, stop supplies, running out of stop. Too much Moltrona experience jelly, stop. Too little baby oil, stop. Can't stop, stop. And then static. It sounded like he is in dire straits. The famous band from Saul in the 1980s. We need our bottoms back for the GIMP. We can't have a proper GIMP without Rex Bottoms. All GIMPs have Rex Bottoms. There's a sentence you wouldn't hear normally on a radio show, is there? We have sent a rescue party. That, of course, is very important, Rex. If you're listening to this broadcast, we're coming for you. Hold on. We will get to you as soon as we can. And, in fact, that was the news. I'm Dick Chafing, and he's Rudy Shawnipples Defucker.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, yes, you are. You just said it.
No, I deleted my commander record and I've gone back to a sidewinder.
I did what?
I changed my name to Robert Better.
Have you got mods?
I don't know. What does it look like?
Nurse! Boom, boom. Nurse to Studio 5, emergency in Studio 5. Could Minerva please hurry up? I think Rudolph's lost it. Crap. We'll be back after these short messages.